Hello, my name is Michael, and you're listening to Forever Sound Version, a video game music podcast. Dear friends and season's greetings, this is episode 14 of Forever Sound Version, and this is going to be a bit of a short one, but a special one hopefully, for we are into the back end of December, so it's time for the holidays. We're going to be jamming on some music from snow and ice themed levels and games to get us in the mood for wintry weather and festive cheer. The track at the top of the show was the title theme from Mario Lemieux Hockey, released in 1991 on the Sega Mega Drive. The composers were David Javalosa and Alex Rudis. This is a game I got upon first receiving my own Sega Mega Drive for Christmas as a young lad, and it actually came with a real ice hockey puck, which was a bit weird and certainly went some way to make the package needlessly heavy, but it was pretty nice nonetheless. I really enjoyed this game. I was kind of into ice hockey anyway, as occasionally I would go and see my local professional team, the Newcastle Cobras as they were known at the time, so it was fun to get into an ice hockey video game at home. It's a decent one, even going as far as including a fight feature where two players get in each other's faces and slug it out, the loser being placed in the sin bin for 3 minutes. Perhaps ice hockey isn't necessarily a festive thing, but it's played on ice, so that's good enough for me on this episode. Next up, we're going to be getting into something that's bound to be familiar to most listeners, Donkey Kong Country, soundtrack composed by David Wise, Evelyn Novakovic, and Robin Beanland. Here's the tune from the game's snow level, Ice Cave Chant. That was Ice Cave Chant from Donkey Kong Country, definitely one of the most celebrated games on the SNES, and the soundtrack is a significant factor in its enduring popularity. This is a subtle little piece, not really hitting you over the head with a particularly robust beat, and allowing for a fair bit of negative space in terms of frequency ranges. The looping bass pattern has something of a snowy feel to it. It's quite light and smooth, supporting what the player is seeing in the level and the feel of sliding across slippery patches. Sticking with snowy themes, here's a tune from Home Alone, the Sega Mega Drive version, released in 1992, soundtrack composed by Rolf Weber and Clifford Falls. This tune plays as you're sledging around outside, and oddly enough, this track is titled Outside. We just heard Outside from Home Alone on the Sega Mega Drive. This is a game in which you're required to stop the wet bandits from looting the houses in Kevin McAllister's neighbourhood by way of improvised traps and weapons. This song is heard when you're outdoors, moving between houses, and your means of transport is a sledge. In keeping with the Christmas time theme of the movie, this tune incorporates a little quotation of Carol of the Bells. Aside from that, there's not a whole lot going on musically that suggests snow and ice, but personally I will always associate this tune with winter, because this is a game I rented from a video shop once as a kid, when my mother took me into town when my school was closed down due to snow. I guess I unwittingly made the perfect choice. Next up, we're hitting the fast forward button and going to the Nintendo GameCube. Actually, this is the first time I've featured a GameCube track on this podcast. We're going to be hearing Icicle Mountain from Super Smash Bros. Melee, composed by Shogo Sakai. Thank you. Icicle Mountain there. Very bluesy in a corny sort of way maybe, but quite charming for it. This tune comprises the theme for the Ice Climbers character, or characters I suppose, on Super Smash Bros. Melee, which is probably my favourite GameCube title. I really enjoy the organ sound and walking bass elements in the first half of this piece. I would have been happy enough if this section was prolonged over the whole track's duration, but then it enters a contrasting, calmer second section that I think might be a little bit more consistent with the wintry theme. Alright, we're going back to the Mega Drive once again, and it's another very well-known game. Here's the Ice Cap Zone from Sonic the Hedgehog 3. That was Ice Cap Zone from Sonic 3, released in 1994. This soundtrack is subject to rather a lot of conjecture. This is a body of work that reportedly saw Michael Jackson, yes, the King of Pop himself, contributing material. This hasn't been proved conclusively, but it hasn't been discredited either. With Ice Cap Zone's track in particular, we have something a little more concrete though. This tune is essentially a YM2612 soundchip interpretation of a track called Hard Times, originally by obscure 80s pop outfit The Jetsons. It's not a bad tune, easy enough to find on YouTube if you're curious. Indeed, one of the composers of Sonic 3, Brad Buxer, was also a member of The Jetsons, so he was a little bit cheeky in poaching one of his old tunes and sticking it into a video game soundtrack. It's very decent though, offering a fantastic bass line that plays off a jaunty little percussive figure and the background's broad, sweeping pads. Great stuff. Now for something kind of obscure. Here's a piece from an unreleased port of Snow Bros for the Commodore Amiga. The title screen music, composed by Raphael Gesca and Jean Bodlo. Thank you. That was the title screen music from the unreleased Amiga version of the arcade hit Snow Bros. It's easy enough to pick up a ROM of this version online, and by all accounts, it's a half-decent game. The tune opens with some stormy blizzard sound effects before lightening up significantly for the track proper, which is very pacey and cheerful. The sounds are as rich and organic sounding as you might expect from the Amiga's sample-based sound hardware. As is the case with Amiga music, the voices are panned hard left and hard right, which can be a little disorientating, especially if you're listening on headphones, but I decided to leave the track as it is. The quality of extreme width on the soundstage is kind of fun. It's like an old Beatles record or something, at a push. Anyway, this title theme certainly isn't out of place in this episode in terms of quality. We've reached the last track of the show, the last track of 2016 even. Thank you very much for listening, I really do appreciate it. If you're new to the show, welcome, I hope you found something to like here, and if you want to dip into past episodes, you could check out episode 13, featuring my good friend John Baldessera, which was dedicated to the music of Final Fantasy VII, a truly legendary soundtrack, no doubt. And I've also recently done shows for The Ninja Warriors across various platforms, and a selection of Sega Mega Drive games published by Messiah. I still feel like this podcast is kind of young, but there's more than enough for you to sink your teeth into at this point. If you'd like to get in touch, you can email me at foreversoundversion@gmail.com. You can give me a shout on Facebook at facebook.com/foreversoundversion. And you can follow me on Twitter. My handle for this show is FSVpodcast. This podcast will be back and raring to go once again in January 2017. But until then, whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever you're celebrating, if you're celebrating, have a very happy and peaceful time over the holidays. Playing us out, I've got a tune that I think sounds decidedly festive somehow. This is Freshy from Cool Borders on the Sony PlayStation, released in 1996. I can't put my finger on exactly what this track has going on that makes it sound like Christmas to me, though I think it sounds a little bit like No Doubt's cover of the Vandals' punk rock Christmas song, Oi to the World. But even if you aren't buying that, it's still from a snowboarding game, and it's got a real energetic party feel to it, so you've got to get behind that. Thanks again, take care, and see you in the new year.